It's the world of ethylene as the cover story of the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue of ICE's Chemical Business for the week of February 27th, 2012. As part of our ethylene coverage, we have an ultra-detailed map of global ethylene projects with all the who's, what's, why's, and where's. Ambitious ethylene projects are being planned worldwide, with China hosting the bulk of the expansions. New projects across regions are at various stages of development, including long-awaited crackers in the U.S. Then we have an exclusive interview with the director of Switzerland-based olefins provider INEOS. After the ups and downs of 2011, there's cautious optimism ahead, he says. In another article, we take another look at China by examining the massive coal-to-olefins projects going on there. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Because in this issue's regularly scheduled columns, we take a look at styrene profit margins in Europe. Stronger feedstock values and producer buying interest have forced up styrene numbers in February. Moving over to polypropylene, we see that prices have soared by more than 20% in the U.S. and Europe. Higher feedstock prices and snug supply are raising propylene prices, but demand remains soft. Going global, the latest issue shows how surging crude oil prices are driving naphtha prices higher. Crude oil has hit its highest level since June 2010 and will impact the chemical industry. For all this, plus more of the news going on in the petrochemical industry, pick up the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.